Hello, everyone. Robert Patton here. This is a relaunch of the Robert Patton Global Podcast, sponsored in part by, or totally, by Sheath Underwear. You know about Sheath Underwear if you're on this page, so great product, and you're going to like it. They're going to like it. It has a pouch for your boys. Keeps you cool down there, and that's good for all guys because it's one of the hottest parts of your body. Sheath will keep you cool. And we got a cool guy here with us today. His name is Thomas Wilson, a minor league baseball player. Is that still considered like a professional baseball player?
Yes, technically professional baseball player, yeah.
Is there three different divisions in major leagues or more or less?
You mean like levels or?
Yeah, because you have like AAA and AA and then major leagues.
So each team has about like five or six levels. It goes from major league down, AAA, AA, IA, low A, rookie ball. Yeah, lots of levels to get through. So just got to grind it out.
Yeah, that's the name of the game in life. And I like sports because a lot of times it's like a metaphor for life and the effort you put in. Most of the time, sometimes some people are blessed being 6'4", 220. That helps a little bit.
Yeah. Yes, it does help a little bit. But yeah, it's not exactly common knowledge, I guess, to most people that there are so many levels in Major League Baseball. So,
Sheath, shout out. We sponsor a local soccer team, and I don't know what level it is. I think it's right below major leagues, but that's where you are, right? You're just one step. You're in this double A?
Yeah, so I'm actually, this past year, I spent most of the year in double A. So that's two steps, I guess, or one step. Just one more step, triple A, and then major league. So hopefully, not too long before I make it up there. Yeah, as above double A, yes, correct.
There's a lot of levels, but I noticed that you did get promoted or raised up into the, I guess, double A from the section right below that, right? That happened recently?
Correct. Yeah, so last season I spent the first month in high A, and then after the first month I got called up to double A in New York for the rest of the season. So what was that, 5 months, 4 or 5 months in double A.
And when you were like dominating in high A, right, and you were just in the zone, just killing it, and they pulled you up. But so how did that go?
So I had a great first month. I had a good first month in high A. Kind of knew that the call up was going to happen eventually. But I didn't think it was gonna be that soon, but I got called up to double A. And then for the first month or so, it was a pretty big struggle, a pretty big adjustment for me. Mostly mentally, just kind of having to figure out that it's like still the same game, and I kind of have to treat it the same. I can't really treat it as any bigger of a stage or anything. So
isn't that crazy how the mind will set you up for failure? Nothing else changed except your mentality.
100%. Yeah, it was all mental.
So what did you do to get over that and come back and whatnot?
I had a lot of good conversations with coaches and players, just kind of helping me with like my confidence as a pitcher and like pitching with your strengths and not like avoiding your weaknesses. So I had just a lot of good conversations and some time to think about really what the difference was between the two levels. And I just kind of finally came to the realization that I was going to, pitch how I always pitch and be myself. Mm-hmm. As a pitcher, and it worked out. So I ended up, finishing the year really strong. So just kind of had to figure that out towards the middle of the season.
That's beautiful. I kind of wanted to talk about that briefly because I'm super into the UFC. If you haven't seen our Instagram page.
Okay.
But
totally.
They'll be doing great and they'll be on this run towards the belt and get the biggest fight of their career and then like choke, if you will, or they call it you know, right. gassing out. You get an adrenaline dump. You get so excited that when the game actually starts, you're already exhausted. I don't know.
Yeah, 100%.
The mental of life is so, like, everything.
Oh, yeah.
I see a therapist from time to time. Have you ever done that?
No, not personally, but we have mental skills coaches within the Mets organization that are super helpful with that aspect of the game. So they have a lot of great insight on how, you know, powerful the mind is when it comes to sports in life. So
do you ever do visualization?
Yeah, I'll dabble with it. It's very recommended for pitching, visualizing the catcher, visualizing your environment before you go out and pitch. So I'll do that on occasion, during the season. It's definitely helpful, especially for pitching.
Yeah. Like in basketball, I grew up playing basketball and they, you know, if you like visualize shooting a free throw over and over, they say it's almost the same as shooting it.
Totally. It's like the same thing as practicing.
Yeah. So the universe is a little mysterious. I find it to be a strange place to live, like how life is, you know, like right now my company is doing really well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for you guys.
Yeah, I'm so blessed. But like I was just a soldier in the army in Iraq with like $15,000 in student loan debt and like all these.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. And 10 years later, I'm here. I'm looking at the snow-capped mountains of Colorado Springs. And we're in a quarantine. Are you still in a quarantine? Or is it kind of opening up there?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm in Southern California, so it's slowly opening up, but for the most part, as of now, it's all pretty much shut down, and I'm kind of just waiting on, you know, the call to if we're having season or not. That's my main thing, so we'll see.
I'm actually from Orange County. I graduated from Marina, or I didn't graduate, but I went to high school in Orange County and actually went to CS Fullerton for a couple of classes before I dropped out. Yeah, I noticed that you went there.
Very cool. Yeah, I went to St. Mary's my freshman year up in Northern California and then transferred to a junior college for the next 2 years. So I went to Los Angeles Pierce College in Woodland Hills. And then finally I spent 1 year at Cal State Fullerton for baseball. So kind of bounced around a bit.
When you were younger, I've read that you hated baseball. Have you developed the love for it, you know?
Yeah, so the reason I hated it was just because I wasn't a really outgoing kid and I didn't really enjoy spending time with like the other kids on the baseball team. So that was the main reason I wanted to quit. But after a couple of years, I kind of realized that I was one of the bigger kids and one of the better kids at the game. So I grew to like it pretty quick after the first maybe 2 or 3 years. But once I kind of got into like maybe 10, 11, 12 years old, started to like it. And then high school really started loving the game. So I've loved it ever since then, but it just took a little warming up too.
Yeah. I think when you start noticing you're good at something, it helps you enjoy it more, you know?
Oh, 100%.
I know I'm enjoying running this business more and more because we're doing better and better, and I'm getting to meet really influential people in the sports world. And
totally, that's awesome.
You had a podcast.
I did have a podcast for a while. Yes, this is true.
Tell, what was it about?
So the podcast I had was called Chin Music. And it basically was, I did it to talk to like my fellow teammates, and kind of give them a platform to like express themselves in whatever way they wanted to and share stories about their lives, whether it be about baseball or not. I kind of wanted it to be more conversational and just allow them to express their personality in whatever way they felt, to kind of show that there's more to these guys than just being a baseball player. But unfortunately that got cut short as my laptop broke during season. So it kind of put a halt on that. But who knows, maybe I'll bring it back eventually.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the reason I like to do them also, is just for the conversation aspect. Yeah, just so absolutely. You know, no one's going to be listening to this. We'll have like 200 people probably, maybe.
Hey, that works. It's all good.
Yeah. And it's the beginning.
I always said when I had a podcast that I always told myself that if it reached one viewer and one person got to listen to it and take something positive away from it, then, you know, it was a win for me. So no big deal.
Absolutely. No, totally. Got to do it for the love. Do you have any other, do you do anything like paint or music?
I like to think that I dabble in a lot of creative endeavors. Recently, before the whole coronavirus thing started, I was really getting into my YouTube page, video editing, stuff like that. Unfortunately, that also took a halt because I don't really have anything to film at the moment. Nothing exciting going on. But yeah, do that. I love listening to music, playing guitar. I always kind of need some sort of creative outlet. So.
Okay. So you play the guitar a little bit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been playing for a while. So.
What kind of music do you listen to and play?
I listen to similar music that I like to play. I like to play acoustic stuff, finger style stuff. I like listening to John Mayer, guys like that. But then also, you know, whenever I need to get fired up for a workout, I'll start listening to some house music or some EDM stuff like that. But just a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I was thinking about the last few things we did before the quarantine happened. We flew to Atlanta early March, and maybe late March. Mm-hmm. But it was for a style con event, and like all these dudes with YouTube channels that talk about style, and it was quite an event, actually. Very cool. Are you like a style guy? You care about that?
I dabble. I'd say I'm not crazy into my style, but I definitely it definitely comes to mind every day when I'm putting my clothes on. So I definitely like to look good, and I definitely like to like what I wear, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of baseball players look cool. Like, they always have like cool like beards or hair or chains or something.
Yeah. You know? That's true. Definitely a big deal in the baseball world. The hair and the beards and the look, you know, you got to look good to play good. That's what they all say.
Do you know when you have no idea when you're going back?
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea. I kind of just I'm hopeful every day that I hear something new, but it's been a while, you know, since I've heard something new, but I figure we won't start up until, the MLB comes to an agreement. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see.
What do you think about what the UFC is doing?
I haven't actually seen. Are they hosting events now with no fans? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I think that's great. I mean, I would love to do that. You know, get sports going again. We can deal without fans for a while. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, if it's televised, that's. Keeps everything going. I mean, people want to be entertained, you know?
100%. Yeah. I think it's great. And it gives a lot of people something to watch. So that's awesome.
Yes. I love it. I sponsor a lot of fighters, and like, that's like the biggest, to me, like, metaphor for the individual. It's like, you're locked in this cage and there's no turning back, and you got to fight your way through this.
Totally. It's do or die, really.
It's such a mental mind fuck, I would think, for someone to do that. You know, like, what am I doing? This guy could kill me.
100%. Yeah, I couldn't step in that ring, man. That ain't for me. But for those guys, man, that's intense.
It has to be something, like dark within them. That I don't like getting punched. I don't know. That would suck.
Yeah. That wouldn't be for me. Yeah, but it's definitely fun to watch.
Have you ever trained at all in any sort of martial art?
So not really. I know my freshman year when I was at St. Mary's, they had us do like a one day workout at a boxing gym. And honestly, that was the only time I've ever tried it. But I know a lot of baseball players who do that kind of training, for like the explosive aspect of it. So I feel like I'd like to give it a shot again.
Yeah, I just got back into it and I've been doing boxing, and it's like there's a mental aspect to it because you got to learn all these different combinations. And so it's not just this right. like brute meathead sport, or, you know, where people are crazy. I haven't even punched anyone. We just train. Yeah. And I really enjoy the fitness aspect of it, as well as, you know, the mental that comes with it. And it's fun.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems fun. It seems like a great way to get a, you know, cardio explosive workout in.
Exactly.
So good for you. I mean, that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. I was doing the 10 minute jump rope when we first started, and I was like, what the fuck? This is hard. Just doing 10 minutes of jump rope. I was dying.
Yeah.
And that's how we started.
It sounds easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do 10 minutes of jump rope. That's a ton. That's a ton of jump roping.
Yeah. So then I started getting into that jump roping a lot. And because it's like you get the quickest workout. I mean, 10 minutes and you're dying. Like, that's a way to condense a workout. So.
Oh, yeah. Huge, huge, huge way to boost the cardio.
Yeah. So do you listen to podcasts at all?
I listen to a few. I kind of only do it when I'm in the car. But I definitely dabble in the podcast. Podcasting is fun. I definitely enjoy it.
Right. It's, you know, Joe Rogan, right?
Yes, of course. Oh yeah. I mean, he's the podcaster.
They call him a god maker, not a king maker, a king maker. Because if you work with him, it's like working with Midas.
Yeah. I'm sure he knows just about everybody. So.
Well, it's just the audience, you know,
totally
40 million downloads. Yeah. But like comedians are thought leaders, if you will, like the innovative thinkers anyways, and they take you on a journey, a mental ride, because when you're listening to them, you give them your undivided attention and just go along for the wherever they're going. And we're sponsoring these podcasts, and those are also doing really well. We tried to come at the presenting the product kind of with humor anyways, because at first you're like, what is this? Like, right? What did you, can I ask what you thought about it? Like, initially, was it, you were like, this is strange maybe, or what?
I mean, I don't honestly think I thought strange. I thought that it was like, my first thought was honestly that it was like super comfortable. Honestly, I'm kind of used to, like, I think people trying like super new things nowadays. So I was like super open to it, and I was like, dang, super comfortable. So works for me.
Hell yeah. I'd love to hear that, sir.
I love them. I'm a big fan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then working with guys like you who are hustling, grinding.
100%. Yeah. Grinders. But it's obviously working, because, I mean, it's your name, Sheath, man. It's getting around the baseball community for sure. Everybody kind of knows about you guys now. So that's pretty huge.
That is very huge. There's America's pastime.
Exactly.
You're so young. I think I joined the Army at 26. So, like, and then I was in for 6 years, and then I got out.
That's crazy.
Did this. So. You have such a long road ahead. What do you foresee in your visualization of your future?
I hopefully see many years in the major leagues. And if not, I'd love to work somewhere in baseball. Baseball's kind of been my life.
Absolutely.
And I love the media aspect. Obviously I did like a podcast, and I love working on social media, doing videos, pictures, photography, all sorts of stuff. So if the actual baseball route doesn't work out, I'd love to still work in baseball in the media aspect. So we'll have to see, but I definitely see a lot more baseball in my future. So
that's, did you that's study goal, at least. Anything in like journalism or media?
So I got my degree actually in communications for advertising. So beautiful. A lot of media work there.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're thinking ahead, you know, a lot of, I usually only have like UFC references to go off of, but like a lot of the fighters,
right,
they are getting out to do just that. What you're saying, you know, do the media aspect, and there's
finish the degree.
Yeah. No, like just do a podcast.
Or just hopping right into it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're just like hopping right into it. Some of them. And doing well.
Right. I mean, that's like everything nowadays. So media is everything. Technology. It's
insane how much information is like we're expected to process on a daily basis. And I have my phone constantly on do not disturb, mostly on, you know, just like airplane mode, because there's just too much information coming in, and people, I can't handle this anymore by myself.
Right. It's just too much. Yeah. Especially with, you know, having a company like you do, that's gotta be a lot.
And I have a team, but you know, it's just like, it's a lot of it. They want to talk to me for whatever reason. And I get it, but I'm trying to disseminate duties. Have you ever had like a normal job?
I briefly worked at an Italian restaurant when I was in junior college, but that was the only other job I've ever had besides baseball. That was about 3 months, so like one summer's worth.
Nice.
And then the more I worked at the Italian restaurant, the more I realized I never wanted to do anything like that ever again. So I started putting more work into baseball.
Beautiful.
I wanted to like work for myself, kind of, you know.
Absolutely. Are you an independent contractor as a baseball player, or are you an employee?
I'm still an employee, but I feel like in baseball, I kind of have more control over the reins of my career than if I were at another job. Yeah.
You know, you didn't want to do that anymore. But.
True. Yep.
Have you seen The Last Dance with Michael Jordan?
I have not. I know everybody has seen it, and it's probably a crime that I haven't seen it yet, but I don't necessarily watch too much TV, but that is something that I plan on watching. I will get to it, but I'm not sure when I will get to it, but I definitely will watch it eventually. I
promise. You know, it's just like that mentality he had was magnetic, and you know, I want to be like Mike, and you weren't even born yet. Yeah, you were right around there. 96, you were born, right?
Yeah, 96.
That's when I graduated high school, and that's when he was winning his last three championships, 96, 97, 98. But, and I used to love basketball. So maybe it's a little different for me, but I feel like that work ethic that he had, had he not made it in basketball, he would have made it in anything, whatever he did, because he's so competitive. It's fucking
whatever he put his mind to.
Yeah, he would not want to lose. It was almost comical because, like, I smoke weed, for instance. He liked to gamble. He would just like anybody. He's like, who's got some action? Let's. They flipping coins. They would bet like $500 on like heads or tails. It showed all of that in the documentary. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, he's got to compete always.
Yeah, and I mean, anyone that wants to be great kind of would have to have that, you know, kind of mentality, right?
Right. Of course.
Have you ever meditated?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah. Some of the, the mental skills coach have us meditate. I'd say I'm neutral with it for now. I see it more as a time for visualization.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe you could call it meditating. I don't really know at this point. But I haven't done enough of it, I guess, to have a decisive answer.
Those are like the early stages, like kind of beginner kind of level meditation is like visualization. Totally. And I've been doing it for a while. I think it's very, very beneficial for anyone, especially someone who wants, you know, to be great. And you know, even back to Jordan, I don't think he did that on his own. But when Phil Jackson, the coach, came in, I know they brought that into the team kind of practice atmospheres, like meditation, yoga, mindfulness,
right,
being in the now. Do you know,
like, I know it's huge for like controlling your breath and being in the moment,
you know, like being in the zone, you know what I mean, like being in the now, like
is right, yeah, 100% down
a little bit and you just like totally, let
it's just being locked in,
yeah, like you let the, you're not thinking, you let the body take over and it just does what it does.
Yeah, exactly. That's 100%, especially with pitching.
Exactly. Exactly. So
you can't be thinking.
No thinking. That slows it down, right?
Yeah, no, if you're thinking about mechanics or thinking about the hitter, thinking about anything outside of baseball, it's going to go downhill. It's the best games when you're just up there pitching and your body knows what you're doing, you know what pitch you're going to throw next. It's just routine at that point, you're just in the zone.
And so when you had that, when you got pulled up to AA, you had like a pretty horrible little run for a couple games or something, it seemed like.
Yeah, and,
but right. So you were thinking too much. No,
100%, yeah, I was thinking the whole time on the mound, and I was, my mind was wandering, my eyes
were
wandering.
What were you thinking?
I was
ish.
I was overthinking every hitter, like overthinking what pitch to throw the hitter, overthinking who's coming up next. I would thinking about, oh, it, like, is this ruining my chances of making it to the major leagues? Like my mind was just all over the place.
So crazy.
So yeah, rather than just being locked in on the current pitch. So
yeah. There's a guy named Eckhart Tolle, and he wrote a book called The Power of Now. I don't know if you've heard of him, but
I think I've heard of it, but I've never read it.
It's like, you can watch some of his YouTube videos. He's like, it's like being on acid. Everything is bright and colorful when you're in the zone. And it's true.
Right.
Yeah. It's like you're just totally in another state of mind. You know, that
it's 100%. Yeah, it's totally different.
So yeah, you don't like, I don't like, yeah, like Joe Rogan or my brother, people like, oh, you should try mushrooms or you should try these things. But I think if you're, that's, I don't know, it'll come to you if you need it type of thing. Like, I think when people like are doing well, like my daughter, for instance, she's 19. She's never done anything bad. And I know all dads say that, but seriously, because she's seen me and she's seen, and you know, like I smoke weed and do all these extracurricular substances, and I don't anymore. I really don't. I'm pretty much just weed, but like I did, and I'd warn her against that. Like she's already in this great state of bliss, kind of balanced perspective on life, and if you like, for instance, go do coke and then it'll spike your energy up to this unnatural level, which then dips to an even lower unnatural level, and then you're all, and then it's hard to refine this balance.
It's gonna throw your body off.
Yes. So I, if you're good, I say don't do anything like that will fuck with that.
Totally. You got to keep that balance in the body.
Oh, what's in? Okay, yeah. So, you know, oh, have you been to the beach recently?
Yeah, so we, my wife and I, try to find whichever beaches are open. So there was a beach in Huntington that was open for a while. Went there.
Bolsa Chica?
Bolsa Chica, yeah, was open for a while. They kind of keep opening and closing, like, depending on how many people show up. So we go pretty often, though, at least once a week, I'd say, trying to find whichever one's open.
What do you do? Just, like, do you get in the water or do you just kind of hang out?
We'll surf occasionally. Surf. Mostly just hang out on the sand, bring some food, eat lunch, lay out, relax, that kind of deal.
Yeah. I used to live there, and that's, you know, one of the benefits of living in Southern California is you get to go to the beach.
100%, man. It's paradise. I can't get enough of it.
Yeah. And the weather, you know, nice.
Oh yeah, it's perfect.
Here in Colorado, it will snow in the morning, sun will come out, then it'll rain, and then the fog will come out.
Yeah, didn't you guys just get snow like last week or something?
Absolutely, we did. Yeah, but I think that's crazy, gonna be the last man. One. Yeah. But have you been here?
I hope
have you
so.
Been to Colorado?
I've never been to Colorado. I hear it's nice though.
It's so nice, and I don't want to convince anyone to come here because we try to keep it to ourselves, but like it will be snowing outside, and then but it's like it's kind of like not even that cold. It's so weird. People think it's,
yeah,
you know, like it's not like the East Coast. It's like a warm snow, and that's a slight exaggeration, but it's nice.
One of my friends kind of said the same thing. He was saying that people are kind of starting to buy in on Colorado and move over there. And he was like, man, I don't want it to get too popular. I don't want too many people moving over here.
Nah, man. It's nice. It's so nice. And the housing market has just blown up. I made $100,000 on a house I lived in for 3 years and just bought this.
That's all awesome, house. Man.
I know. Yeah. But
good then for you.
I try to stay grateful and never get like boastful. Every time I talk shit,
right,
the universe is like, oh yeah, whack. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like,
gotta stay humble.
Like, do you ever talk shit up in a game, or you know what I'm saying?
I think for me, my way of doing that is like with my performance.
Yeah.
So if a guy is kind of saying something back to me, it's just kind of more motivation to me to, you know, strike them out or whatever, and kind of use that as my voice, if that makes sense. At least that's my way of doing it. Obviously, other guys do it differently. So
that's how Jordan did it. You're like Jordan.
There you go.
He would wait for someone to just give me a reason to fuck you up. Just I promise.
Exactly. Yeah, it's motivation.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I think that would be a good place to kind of start wrapping it up.
Totally.
What has been the best part of this conversation?
I've liked the talk about the mental game. It's definitely a huge portion of my success and my. What I'm still working on. And I always am open to talking about the mental game of sports and life. It plays such a huge role. So I've definitely enjoyed talking to you about that. And it seems like you dabble in that a lot. So
yeah, been cool. Awesome. Thank you for that feedback. I didn't know what I was about to ask you. I was like, what am I going to ask him? So that was a good answer though.
It's all good, man. You just let it flow.
Yeah.
You let it flow. It's just a conversation.
Yeah. You should maybe, you know, fix your laptop and get back on your podcast for, you know, just for your friends and stuff. Right.
I know. Yeah, I should. Once we get a season going, I can start talking to the guys again. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great. And I'm so grateful that you came on here today and took the time, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. Yeah, absolutely. No worries.
And if there's anything would like to tell the 200 people listening,
just, I guess I'll tell people to just be yourself. That's all you got to do. That's my goal in life. Be yourself.
Thank you so much. Be yourself.
Of course.
He is at Wilson_Tommy on Instagram. Check him out. Got a cool page. I dig it. It's got a lot of,
thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And, we'll have to do this again. Maybe when the season starts and a couple games pass, we can catch up and see how things are going. I'd be curious to hear your insider, take on things.
Absolutely, man. We'll have to do it again for sure. I'm always down.
Beautiful. Thank you so much again. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up and
totally
go to sheathunderwear.com. Use promo code Sheath to save 30% off your order. Anything you want. Try it. 100% money back guarantee. If you don't like it, we will return your money. If you do like it, tell your friends. We are a small company. We're trying to grow and we can use your voice. So thank you all. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Everyone else. So here we go. Peace out. Peace out. Peace out. Peace out.